Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Good morning. Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, and I am the CEO of Waterman Financial Services and your host of the show. Please join us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. as we explore many, many different financial topics that specifically impact you. My primary goal is always to help you make informed decisions about key components of your financial life. In today's show, we're actually getting to talk about a huge, huge, huge benefit that most of us have available offered through our employer. Certainly, we call these group benefits, but today specifically, I want to talk to you about one of the best offerings you have available to you, and that's saving into your own retirement plan. At most employers, we have a 401k profit sharing plan. Now, if you work for a not-for-profit, you're most likely being offered a 403b plan. No matter, they're pretty much the same. To give you the backdrop, 401k and 403b are simply segments of the Internal Revenue Code that give you the right to save in such a program. But just think, it's my own retirement plan. That's what I want you to think of, because they work so similarly in the same fashion. If you work for a really small employer with less than 100 employees, that's not super small, but you may have a simple plan. That's slightly different, uses a little bit different vehicle. But my point today is I want to talk to you about saving for your future and maximizing the true gifts given to you by your employer through saving in a retirement plan. This is Lisa Waterman. We're talking about retirement plans. So I want you to just think, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But if you're just sitting there, close your eyes and say, is there some day that I don't want to work as much as I do today? And what do I want to do? Okay, open your eyes. Thing is, it's all going to take money. Money. Where will the money come from? If you're employed, as many employers offer you a retirement plan, that's probably going to be a huge segment of where the money you're going to use when you don't want to work anymore is going to come from. So what's so special about saving for retirement with your employer? What are the benefits? There's a few pieces I want to hone in on that we don't always recognize our own human behavior and how it works. I want to hone in on systematic savings, the employer matching dollars, regularly investing, and then if we get time, we're going to be talking about Roth and 401ks, maybe another show altogether, but let's talk about systematic savings. This is an old joke. Maybe you guys have heard it. How do you eat an elephant? How in the world would you ever possibly eat an elephant? As the joke goes, just takes one bite at a time. So if I tell you you need to save up $1 million for your retirement, you're going to say, my goodness, that ain't going to happen. Well, amazingly, it happens, and it happens to a lot of people. How? By saving a little bit every paycheck. And literally, the wealthiest people, you guys, usually are not the people that won the lottery. They're people who started saving, systematically saving. What I'm really talking about is when you have earned your dollars in your paycheck, the first person standing in line should you be yourself. Pay yourself. Put money into your retirement plan. It has your name on it, and it's your money. When you leave that employer, you get that money. Why is that important? Because it's also what we call portable. It means you can carry it with you wherever you go. Another show will be how you do that, but I'm talking about getting into the plan now and beginning to save. Because the fact is, too, not only do you pay yourself first, but you get into the systematic process of every paycheck, $20 is going in, $30 is going in. Whatever that right amount is for you, you actually get into the habit of saving and saving for yourself. Human nature is, what are we going to do, you guys? You spend what's in your paycheck. So if, and I always try to make it in simple numbers, if $100 is what your weekly paycheck is, and I really hope it's a lot more than that, but just for simplicity, you take $10 of that, that would be 10% of that, and you put it into your 401k plan or your 403b or your simple. That has your name on it, not anybody else's name. And the fact is, the $90 that then becomes subject to tax and that sort of thing. So when you get your paycheck, you got $75, and that's what you pay your bills with. That's what we all do. The benefit there is the $10 that went off the top. The first time it hits, you may be kind of like, wow, where's my money? Look at your pay stub and you go, oh, yes, that is me investing in myself. That is me saving for my future. If you are in your 20s, save something. Maybe you're worried about debt and saving for a house. Just save something. The fact is that you can never, ever, ever make up lost time. The best time to save is the earliest time because of compounding. So the second piece I want to talk to you about is matching dollars. That's why I want you to save. Another reason why I want you to save, because employers actually say, hey, you know what? I'll help you save. You put money in and I will match it. Employer matching of your 401k contribution simply means that your employer contributes a certain amount to your retirement savings just based on the amount that you yourself put in. Depending on the terms of your plan, your contribution to a retirement savings may be matched in any number of ways. Usually, or typically, the employers match a percentage of the amount you put in up to a certain portion of your total salary. So, for example, they may say that they will give you 50% on the first 3% that you put in. You'll have to calculate what 3% of your pay is, but if they match half of it, they'll put in 1.5%, you put in 3%. Have somebody help you if you can't do the math to figure out what that really means, but it is usually a free gift. There's a lot of employers out there now who will match 100% of the first 3% and 50% on the next 1% or 2%. What that works through is you basically can get an additional 4% of your annual pay put into the plan with your name on it. You cannot get away from employer matching dollars. But if your employer doesn't match or you wish it was better, keep wishing. It's still a present that they're giving you. And it's to entice you to save into the plan, because every retirement plan, like a 401k and a 403b, is required to be treating everyone equally. So when you're getting a match, that means they're saying, hey, we want you to save some money in this and we're going to help you. Now, we can't spend a ton of time on this, but realize matching dollars are not always your own dollars to take with you. Your money, the amount you put in from your paycheck, is always yours. The matching dollars are subject to a vesting schedule, basically just a percentage ownership, and you'll take the amount that you're fully vested. Again, Lisa Waterman here with Financially Speaking with Lisa. We have our show here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and today's program is dedicated to helping you get the most out of your 401k plan or your employer's retirement program. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the benefit of regularly investing, often called dollar cost averaging. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian, with special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, your host, and today we're talking about retirement plans. We just talked about the benefit of your employer-sponsored retirement plan, whatever kind it is, because it offers you some key benefits. Number one is systematic savings. Number two is employer matching dollars. Number three is the systematic investing that comes through regularly investing set dollars. And lastly is the Roth 401k or regular 401k and what that has to do with. Before we leave the matching, which we were talking about just before the break, I want to kind of come back to that for a second because I've talked to other people about this, and I mean, it is my life work, so I talk to people pretty regularly about this. And there's a few errors that I'll say people make in their savings. Is first and foremost, you need to get into the plan. And let's just say you start at some low percentage, and that's what I would suggest. Start out something and see how it feels, because you need to adapt perhaps your spending and such. But let's say, as an example, you start saving 3% of your pay, and that goes on. And then next year comes along, and you go, yeah, I'm saving for my retirement. I'm not going to look at that again. And subsequently, another year passes by, and you're like, yeah, I got that covered. I want you to stop, and this year I want you to look at how much you're saving and how much you possibly could be saving, and then ask yourself a second question: am I saving enough to get the matching dollars that my employer is willing to give me? You guys, you've heard the saying, leaving money on the table. If you are not saving up to the amount that your employer is matching, literally you're leaving money on the table that they are willing to put into the plan on your behalf. Let me explain. Let's say that your employer says we'll match 50% on the first 6% of your savings, and you're only saving 3%. That means the additional 3% is not going to be matched. What does matching mean? You put in a dollar, we put in a quarter. You put in a dollar, we put in 50 cents. That's a 50% match. You put in a dollar and we put in a dollar. That's 100% match. Know what your employer is matching, because it's money being offered to you to entice you to save for something that's for your benefit. It's a phenomenal program. That's why I said you simply cannot get away from the benefits. I ask you to review it, because it's easy to put this on autopilot. It's just not a very good idea. Let me give you another example. Let's say when you first started at your employer, you were earning $30,000 a year. Except that you were finishing up school and you got your degree, and then you went on and now you are a vice president at your organization and you're earning $80,000 a year. Are you still saving 3% when really you could be saving 6%? Or perhaps you could be saving 10%? Because the fact is, this is all about you. You can never make up for lost time. I used to have statistics when we did retirement education while I was at Wells Fargo. And there was something to the effect that went like this. If you would save $1,000 or thereabouts between the ages of 21 and 31 every year, $1,000, and then you stopped saving, stopped at age 31, folks, by the time you retired your account, assuming about 6 to 8% growth, you would have well in excess of $500,000, $600,000. Why? How is that even possible? It's because of a really great word called compounding. It's because that $1,000 that you put in every year at the beginning of the next year, you have that $1,000 plus the earnings you earned from the previous year. The benefits are outstanding. How in the world could you possibly put in $10,000 and have it turned into 600 some thousand many years later? Compounding. You know, in this world of 401k plans and 403bs and 457s, and you name any kind of number, it's part of the Internal Revenue Code and it gets really confusing. If you're a person who has seen success or failure by not employing one of these plans to your benefit, talk to your kids about this. I'll say, I do have a son. I have a great son. And years ago, he told me he wanted to be a millionaire. And I told him, I'll teach you how. Too many times we think we have to be of retirement age to begin thinking about retirement. I don't want you necessarily to even think of the 401k as a, quote, retirement vehicle. Think of it as a savings vehicle that is offered by your employer. It is so beneficial to be saving in the program. If you want to become a millionaire, if you want to just have some dollars available to you, think of eating the elephant. Take one bite at a time. It's one paycheck at a time. It's putting $20 $20, and then upping that. When you get a pay raise, start putting a little bit more in. If you get a 3% pay raise, say, okay, I'm going to now increase my 401k contributions 8%, because you'll still get your pay raise, but now you're again paying yourself first Because at some point, guaranteed, you're probably either going to want to cut down on your working schedule or not work altogether. So consider the 401k, the plan, and the gift that you give yourself. So now as we talk about that, recognize that in a 401k plan or any kind of retirement plan structure, you're going to make the decision to save first. But the third part that I wanted to talk to you about is regularly and systematic investing. We often call it dollar cost averaging. What that really means is that a typical 401k offers you the opportunity to save and invest, and you get a variety of investments to choose from. That's where your contributions are actually going. They'll span from any number of investment options like United States stocks, international stocks, high yield bond funds, you know, all these different types of investments. Fundamentally, there's a separate conversation altogether about talking about which of those investments are the right ones for you. But the fact is, we're talking about systematically investing into a retirement program, investing systematically. And it comes up to a term called dollar cost averaging. Basically, you hear all kinds of stuff on the market reports. The market's up. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 500 points. And in fact, we have days like that. What should you do? Should you start investing more? Should you start investing less? What should you do? Well, the thing is in dollar cost averaging, you're simply taking a systematic amount and you're just buying more or less shares than you would if you were going, oh, well, I got extra money, I'll put more in. No, just systematically, if you got $100 and it's $20 a share, you buy 5 shares. If it's, you know, $35, you're going to buy 3 shares. That's dollar cost averaging. And overall, it reduces the average cost of all of your shares. Phenomenal program associated with retirement investing. Another thing to remember in retirement planning and the fact that you're saving because you're still working is you shouldn't really care if the market's going up or down. If you need that money in a short period of time, 5 years or less, you should be worrying about markets up and down. But if you're in your 40s and you're saving in your retirement plan, the thing is, you're not going to need the money for 20 or 30 years. So this systematic investing may lessen your overall concern about the ups and downs associated with the market's volatility. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking. We will be right back as we begin talking about a Roth 401k versus a regular 401k. And what in the world is a catch-up provision in your retirement plan? If you're age 50 or older, please come back right after this short break because we're going to be talking about it.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa Waterman, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. On today's show, we're talking about 401k plans and what I lovingly refer to as freedom funds, because at your employer, you may be talking about a 403b or a 457 or a simple plan or whatever the case may be. But I want you to start thinking about it as your ticket to freedom. And as we were just discussing, the 401k plan, and again, that's a reference to any type of employer retirement program you have available. Think of it as a savings plan for yourself. And with that, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about another provision within the plan that requires you to make a choice. And that is, if your plan offers a Roth provision or a Roth 401k versus a regular 401k, you need to determine which of those you will utilize. The Roth provision is a special provision that was simply added, maybe 5 to 10 years ago. So a lot of people are less familiar with it. Before I can really explain that, though, I need to start out with what the 401k is and how it works. So in essence, the government, the United States government, wants you to have freedom in retirement. So what they do is they entice you to save money for your later years by helping you save in a more effective and efficient manner. Really, what I'm talking about is how they tax you. So if I use an example, and I always try to do simple math, let's say you earn $100. If you earn $100 and you save 20% of that, you would save $20. So $100 minus the $20 you saved equals $80. The government says if you did that through a regular 401k plan, we will tax you on the lesser amount of $80 for income tax purposes instead of the $100 that you earned. That therein is the fundamental basis of the 401k plan. And you say, oh, so in essence, you're paying less in tax today if you save in a 401k. And you say, hey, that's got my name on it. That sounds fantastic. Well, the thing is that as we go through life, the benefit of saving accumulates over time. And I mentioned before the effect of compounding. Very, very effective. However, suppose you are a regular listener to this show and you listen to what I tell you and you decide to start saving regularly in your plan and you're in your 20s. Well, when you reach retirement, do you think if I looked at the source of your, let's say, $500,000 balance, do you think most of it will be earnings on your money or the amount you contributed? So I think I may hear you out there. You're saying it correctly. It's really mostly earnings. It's investment earnings that will tend to be the greater portion of your retirement fund the younger you are when you start. Therein is why we start talking about a Roth provision. The Roth provision is an outstanding component of the retirement plan world because it actually says, well, hey, the government says we'll make a deal with you. How about we go ahead and you pay tax on the $100, the example that I gave before. And then you put the $20 into the Roth provision of the 401k, and you put in the Roth 401k. The government says, you know what? We will never tax you again on the money. And you say, wait a minute, what was that? You'll never tax me again on the money? So over the course of time, in my example that I used a few minutes ago, if you started saving in your 20s or your 30s, and to some extent, maybe even into your 40s, you could be saving for 20 or 30 or 40 years. The greatest portion of your account balance will be earnings that you've earned on your investments, and that is just systematically earning money. The government says, nope, we won't tax you on that again. So the younger you are, generally speaking, the more beneficial the Roth provision in the 401k has for you. If you're under 40, you need to be really looking at putting a lot into that channel. On the other hand, if you're getting a little bit older, it sure doesn't hurt to put a little bit in there. And there's no absolute correct formula in this, but I really want you to think if you're younger, you want to be looking at the Roth segment because the bulk of your earnings, or I'm sorry, the bulk of your balance will most likely be earnings. So as we talk about balances, we're talking there about the taxation again, and this is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking. We're talking about the balance. Well, how's the money get in there? Okay. Well, the money gets in there by you making a decision to save for yourself. And it's the best gift you can give yourself. Pay yourself first. But then oftentimes employers will help you. And we talked about that earlier in the show. They'll help you by, quote, matching, unquote, the money that you put in. You put in $100, they put in $100. You put in $5,000, perhaps they put in $5,000. And usually they term it as a percentage of your pay, the same way that you would determine how much you're going to put in there as a percentage of your pay. But let's say, you know, you were not so smart in your younger years and you didn't have this great show to listen to. So you said, you know, gosh, I wish that I had a bigger balance. The government says, hey, we've got the solution for you. It's called catch up. It's time for you to try to catch up. Not talking about mustard's companion, talking about you catching up with where you should be in life. So when I talk about that, realize that in a regular retirement plan, Federal law stipulates that it's $18,500 is the maximum amount that you yourself can defer. That is, you're going to pay taxes on it later, defer into the plan. That being said, if you've got the capability of catching up or putting more in, you can add another $6,000 to that. So if you're over age 50, you actually could put into your plan $24,500. If you have the capacity, folks, do it. You will never make up for lost time. If you have the, you know, you're currently saving $10,000 and you could put $12,000 in there, get $12,000 in there, because you can never make up for lost time. This is Lisa Waterman. This is Financially Speaking. We broadcast every Saturday morning here on News Talk 1190 WOWO at 10 a.m. You can also download us on the podcast section. It's the on-demand section at WOWO.com. And as I talk about, again, the 401k, this truly is the gift that you give yourself. And the fact is that if you don't save for your retirement, Social Security, which will be another topic in another show, can be a great supplement to your retirement years. But the fact is, it was never intended to be your sole means of sustenance in your retirement. That's why we have great vehicles like the 401k plan, 403b, 457, profit sharing plans, and the like. Please do as much as you can to learn about these programs. And parents, talk to your kids about beginning to save for their, quote, retirement, or maybe you call it their freedom fund. Let them make a decision, a knowledgeable decision based on your own experience. It's the best gift you can give to your kids. Teach them about some of these financial topics. This is Lisa Waterman, Financially Speaking. Please join us next week, 10 a.m., here on News Talk 1190 WOWO, Saturday morning.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on WOWO Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on WOWO.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.